Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Then everybody'd be served.
Got him here.
Like California, yeah. You'd see them wearing their baggies. Warachi sandals, too. A bushy, bushy blonde hair.
We're visiting with, we've been visiting with Joe Smith. We're now visiting with Diane Keene. And Diane, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Diane. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
Diane is in the internet business, and Joe is, as you know, is a realtor. And both of these ladies are chamber members, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Diane, how long have you been a chamber member?
For about 7 years.
7 years. And Joe, how long have you been a chamber member?
Over 20 years with different companies.
Over 20 years. And you guys know each other, right? You work together in the chamber.
Yes, we do. Actually, I just saw Joe yesterday.
Yeah. And so now, Diane, we're going to talk a little bit more about your business in a little bit, but tell us about your experience as a member of the chamber.
Well, when I first started my business, it was 7 years ago, and I was at that time working with a lot of smaller businesses. So... the expo was probably my very first event that I did, the event that you're at today, and I met several new small businesses or established small businesses and started doing work with them, and those clients really were the foundation for my business in the first few years, and I actually still work with most of them now. But the chamber has been great for me because as my business has grown and our target audience has grown, we've moved from serving a lot of smaller business to more mid-sized businesses and doing more of a mix. I still have been able to establish relationships and network with my target audience, even though my target audience has changed quite a bit over the last 7 years.
But the people that you wanted to reach have still been connected with the chamber, haven't they? Even though
yes.
your audience has changed.
Exactly.
And Joe, tell us about your experience as a chamber member.
Well, I've been involved with the Raleigh Chamber for actually over 20 years. And
you joined when you were six, right?
Pardon?
You joined when you were six.
I started when I was six, that's right. Yes, attending as a child. Uh-huh. And through a number of different businesses. And those relationships, people that I've met through there, through the chamber, have been not only good for business, but they've become friends and co-workers from time to time. So it's a great group of people, and the Raleigh Chamber has been very instrumental in keeping the Triangle a vibrant place to live and good for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that any one that wants to do business in the Triangle area should be involved with the Raleigh Chamber.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. We're going to let you go and talk to Diane in the next
right.
segment. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you later today.
Thank you. That's right. I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Joe Smith, Diane Keene is going to stay with us, and Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out when you get a chance. And when you get there, we'll let you use our stuff. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Diane Keene is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's CEO of Vision Point Marketing. And they're in the business of helping small businesses leverage their message with an online strategy. And she's our new friend. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you
here.
It's good to be in Raleigh. Thanks for you guys for inviting me here. And you were just telling us earlier about your involvement in the chamber. Congratulations on that. And tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, Vision Point Marketing is an online marketing services firm. And we provide for our clients everything from online marketing strategy, branding, and we actually execute all of those initiatives. So that may be website design, search engine optimization, paid search marketing, email marketing, everything that could fall underneath online marketing.
Right. And you work, what size companies do you work with?
Work with small to mid-sized organizations.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say online marketing, tell us what that looks like.
Well, it's really everything that it's marketing products or services on the internet or over the internet. So your service or product doesn't necessarily have to be something you sell on the internet. In fact, most of our clients do not sell a product online, but it's just
You, in other words, you most of your people don't necessarily have an e-commerce component. So it's not really e-business. It's e-business, but it's not e-commerce. It's e-shopping, right? Is that right?
Yes, and a lot of times it's more e-education, starting up relationships, brand awareness.
Right.
The majority of our, a lot of our customers are, a lot of our clients are B2B organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So they use the web. I mean, if you think of what they want to do with the internet, it's really like having your ideal salesperson.
Right.
And a brand building person. But taking a lot of those activities online.
Right. I see. And let's talk about, you know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago is one of the pioneers of the industry taught me how to understand doing business online, and she told me that the big umbrella is e-business. And under that umbrella is e-commerce, which is where you can buy stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
E-shopping, which is what you were talking about, where people can learn more about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is e-customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And what she means by that could be anywhere from following up on an order. It could be letting a customer see how the progress of their order is coming, that kind of thing, or lots of different things, seeing what you have in stock maybe or whatever. What do you think about that?
I would agree. The one thing that I would add to that is recruiting. For a lot of organizations, being able to recruit the right people, present the organization in a...
Use your website to attract talent?
Yes. Yes, to attract talent to start those engagements or interactions on the right foot.
So more and more I'm seeing websites, smaller and smaller companies, having a component on their website that says employment opportunities or job opportunities or career opportunities or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Depending on what industry you're in, for instance, in the engineering industry, it is your website, and one of the goals of your website, typically recruiting is about 50% of the total goal. So you have, you know, what a lot of people think of their website to build their business, but recruiting is such a big piece, and you need to show what your organization is like, the culture, and be very transparent and honest about what it's like to work there. But at the same time, prospects, when they see that, they can get an idea of what it would be like to work with your organization, and they get a feel for how you're differentiated in the marketplace, which is huge.
Right, right. Well, that's a huge element, and especially in today's world, Diane, because we all know that small businesses have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the right heads, you're backing up, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what do you? This is a very, very interesting. I got about 40 seconds. Give us an example of how you would put your best foot forward online with your website for potential recruits.
Well, the first thing is that is actually if you have your site coded well and you list your jobs there. There are many other websites that will crawl your site and will pick up your mm-hmm. job listings and put it on mm-hmm. their directories. So now,
when you say coded, is this a kind of an SEO type of thing?
Exactly.
Search engine optimization?
Yes. And
I want to talk about that when we come back. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Diane to talk a little bit more about that. Diane, give us your website before we go.
VisionPointMarketing.com.
VisionPointMarketing.com. Check it out, folks. And I'm sure she'd be glad to work with anybody anywhere. Stay with us. 10-10. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And we're visiting with Diane Keene. Diane is CEO of Vision Point Marketing. It's an internet strategy company. Diane, one of the things that people really have to pay attention to these days is they have to pay attention to search engine optimization, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Tell us what that is.
Well, actually, you don't have to pay attention to search engine optimization. There are other ways to accomplish what you might be looking for SEO to do for you. But but search engine optimization is what you may do with your website in order for when your prospect puts in certain keywords into, say, Google to do a search, mm-hmm. that your site returns on the results page that Google
right.
presents. And ideally, you want to be on that first page because most people never really click through and go to the subsequent pages after the first page
mm-hmm.
of results.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, on that same results page that Google presents, there's also advertising that's usually over on the right-hand side.
Sometimes on top.
And sometimes on top. And there's an opportunity to have your site there by advertising on a pay-per-click basis, which means when your ad's shown, you don't pay, but every time somebody clicks on it, you would pay Google for that click.
Right. Yeah, and now that can get expensive if you don't watch out, though, right?
It can, but there's typically we'll do both paid search and search engine optimization for clients because there's really a strategy to it, and then there are certain things that you're going to be able to optimize and get good rankings on organically,
mm-hmm.
and then there's going to be other keywords that because of your content or because of the amount of content you can dedicate to those keywords, you're just not going to be able to rank well. And
mm-hmm.
If they're important keywords to you, you should buy them and market them via paid search.
Now, do you do development, web development?
Yes, we do.
You do web development, and you help them with their marketing strategy. What about email marketing? Do you help them with that?
We do. We do that as well.
That's very important, isn't it, to collect the email of your anybody that you meet and ask them if you can connect, if you can communicate with them by email. Get an opt-in, right?
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest mistakes that I see small business owners making is they don't know how to reach their customers by email and their prospects by email. Big mistake, isn't it?
It is, and there's a lot of email marketing professional platforms that are very, very easy to use that
mm-hmm.
that even if you have a form on your site where people can register, you can easily connect that form right into the list that's on the email marketing platform, and
right.
it can be extremely, and they have templates, it can be extremely easy to communicate with your prospects on
mm-hmm.
a monthly or at the minimum a quarterly basis.
Right, right.
And sometimes for a small business, your database is your most valuable asset.
So oh, yeah.
Having that as, thinking through that and making sure that you're constantly doing things that are fresh and that you're building that list and you're paying attention to it is really extremely important.
There are about a half dozen companies that send me email that I really like getting from them because they remind me of things that I know I want. There's a little market, there's a little farm it, Diane, that sends me an email every Thursday to remind me to come by and get the fresh vegetables that afternoon. If I, if they didn't do that, I wouldn't remember.
Right.
And I go by and, you know, I spend $20-$30 with them, usually buying some stuff I don't need. but I get you know how it is when you go to a fresh market, you get caught up in the moment, you know, it's like going to an auction or something. But I mean, that's a wonderful way to stay in touch with you in front of your folks. I mean, people, if you're not doing this, you're missing. You could literally be growing your business. Diane, I think you could grow your business 10%. By like falling off a log almost without any effort except to collect email and send people little reminders. What do you think?
I agree. I think a lot of our clients, because most of them are B2B clients, they're using email marketing not to just remind them to come by, but they're delivering even more valuable content that's educational or informative or it's about the industry and they're positioning themselves as a leader.
Yeah, as a thought leader, exactly. Hey, Diane, give us that website again, please.
VisionPointMarketing.com.
Hey, Diane, thank you for being here. Thanks for being a member of the Chamber, the Raleigh Chamber. Thanks for all you do for small business owners out there. And good luck to you, and we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Diane Keene, ladies and gentlemen, with Vision Point Marketing. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Raleigh Chamber Business Expo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.